bless us all.
Amen.
Amen.
现在我们打开圣经罗马书第十章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
我们上一次已经读到第几节？我们已经念到第几节？啊，十五节已经念了。我们再念一次，好不好
？Let us read verse
第十五节。若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的教宗何等佳美，只是人没有都听从福音。因为以赛亚说，主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？可见这道是从听到来，听到是从基督的话来的。但我说，人没有听见吗？诚然听见了，他们的声音传遍天下，他们的言语传到地极。我再说，以色列人不知道吗？先有摩西说，我要用那不称之名的惹动你们的愤恨，我要用那无知的子民触动你们的怒气。又有以赛亚放胆说，没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见；没有访问我的，我向他们显现。至于以色列人，他说，我整天伸手招呼那背面顶嘴的百姓。我们这一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们恭敬把这一段的圣经再一次放在你的手里，这你借着你的灵对保罗启示的时候所记录下来的话语。你说人活着不是单靠手，乃是靠耶和华口里所说的一切的话语。求主使这一段的话在我们的生命、我们的灵性、我们的信仰、我们的生活、我们的侍奉中间，成为我们的活在你面前一部分力量的来源。我们感谢赞美你，愿主真理的圣灵，就是启示圣经的上帝，如今感动我们，光照我们，带领我们进入你已经启示出来的真理，给你的仆人无论讲的无论翻译的同感引领，把你的真理传讲清楚，叫撒旦羞愧败退，叫主你的宝座设立在我们中间。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里思想到五件事之间的关系。
Last week we mentioned the relationship between five things.
一个人求告主名，他必定得救。
When a person calls upon the Lord, he will be saved.
这句话不是说呢，主要我们叫他一下，他就很便宜的把救恩给我们。
But this sentence doesn't mean that we just simply call his name and we'll be saved.
因为主自己说，不是说称呼我主啊主啊的人就必进天国。
The Lord himself said, not all who call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of God.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人才能进去。
Only those who does the will of God.
今天比较肤浅的福音派。
But the evangelicals who are a bit more shallow.
对的人说，你要称呼主名，主名你就必得救。
Keep encouraging people to just call on his name.
但是圣经问我们，谁能称呼主名呢？
But the Bible asks who can call upon his name.
若不是人被圣灵感动，没有一个人会称耶稣为主的。
If a person is not moved by the Spirit, he will not call Jesus as Lord.
一个人受圣灵感动，知道基督是主，要称呼的时候。
But when a person is moved by the Spirit and know that Jesus is Lord and want to acknowledge it,
他知道他一称呼耶稣为主，他就必须要为这个信仰付很重的代价。
He knows that when he acknowledges Jesus as Lord, he has to pay a heavy price.
信不是单单思想的任性。
And therefore, faith is just not a recognition in our reason.
信不是单单理智的赞同。
Or just an acknowledgement by our reason.
信不是口头奉行故事的一种承认。
Or something that we just say verbally.
你信要用行为表彰出来。
When you have faith, you must have the action.
有信心没有行为是死的。
Faith without works is dead.
当一个人口称耶稣为主的时候。
So when a person verbally says Jesus is Lord.
特别在罗马帝国的版图里面。
Especially within the territory of the Roman Empire.
罗马书收信的人。
For the people in Rome,
他们都知道在罗马帝国里面的律法，凡称耶稣为主的人，就是犯上一个叛国的罪，是一个不称凯撒为主，称耶稣为主的人都要砍头。
They know that if they call Jesus as Lord, they will be treated as a traitor and will be beheaded.
所以这样一个人要称耶稣为主
，and so for a person to call Jesus as Lord,
他必须慎重的考虑
，he must think very carefully.
他有很清楚的苦计。
He must think about clearly.
他受的苦难是什么？
and prepare for the torture that is to come.
那么，如果一个人真的称耶稣为主
，and if a person indeed calls Jesus
Lord， 算是他的功劳吗？
Is this
不是，
no.
因为他若不信，他怎么会这样求告呢？
If he has not faith, why would he call?
所以我们说，这个信仰是祈祷的根基。
And so we want to we say that faith is the first foundation.
你所信的成为你祷告的一个基础。
Faith is the foundation of our prayer.
所以祷告需要一个神学做基础。
Prayer needs theology as the foundation.
否则我们的祷告就是自我野心的表达。
Or our prayer will become a reflection of our ambition.
许多不懂这个道理的人都用他们的自私发现在他们的祷告中间。
Many people who do not understand this have selfish prayers.
信怎么可能建立起来呢？
How do we build our faith?
基督教的信仰不是心理学里面的自信心。
The Christian faith is not self-confidence.
信是建立在上帝的道子上面。
Faith is built upon the word of God.
信道是从听道来的。
Because believing comes from hearing.
听道是从讲道来的。
But hearing comes from preaching.
就讲的是上帝的儿子耶稣基督的话语。
And you are talking about the word of God.
基督的话是我们建立信仰。
The words of Christ builds our faith.
一个人能讲道是因为神差遣他，他才讲道。
And a person can preach because God has first sent him.
这五件事的关联。
And so all these five things are linked.
终极就把一切的荣耀归给上帝。
In the end, all glory is to be God.
只有神配的荣耀。
Only God deserves the glory.
如果不是神呼召人。
If God did not call man.
不是神差遣人。
If God did not send man.
没有一个人能够传道。
Not a single person can preach.
如果没有一个人传道，
if no one preaches,
就没有一个人能听到所传的道。
No one will hear the word.
如果没有听神的道，
if you do not hear his word,
没有一个人能够有纯正的信仰信上帝。
No one will have faith to believe in him.
没有一个人能够真正信上帝。
No one can truly believe in him.
除非神的道在他心中成为他的信仰。
Unless the word of God becomes his faith.
如果没有真正的信仰，
if you do not have true faith,
没有一个人能求告主的名。
You cannot call upon his name.
所以我们求告主名的人，
and so when we say we call upon his name,
不在我们。
It is not because of our good works.
听道的人，
when we listen to him,
功劳不在我们。
It is not because of our works.
我们这个信道的人，
when we believe in his word,
功劳也不在我们。
It is not because of our works.
讲道的人，
for those of us who preach,
功劳也不在我们。
It is not credit to us.
那是因为神差遣我们。
It is because God has sent us.
这段圣经的终极性的答案就是只有神是恩典的源头。
The final answer of this passage is that God is the source of grace.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我们读这段圣经的时候，
when we read this passage,
你要从以人为主动到最后以神为主动去了解里面的信息是什么。
You must understand the central theme as God-centered rather than man-centered.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当保罗把这五件的关系把它提出来以后，
when the apostle Paul tells us about the relationship of these five items,
以赛亚书里面一节很重要的圣经节，
he mentioned an important verse in Isaiah.
他说，如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等的佳美。
As the scripture has written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring forth the good tidings. 那这里提到的是何等的佳美，这些传道的人好在哪里？
What's so good about all these preachers?
这里不是说 how beautiful are the mouths of them, 不是的。
Not about their beautiful mouth.
这人能传道，因为嘴巴漂亮的不得了。
It's not the preacher's beautiful mouth. No.
圣经说传福音的人，他的脚很美丽的。
The Bible says their feet are beautiful.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们的脚把他们带到一个地方去，他们才去传道。
It was the feet that brought them to a place to preach.
How beautiful are the feet of them?
报佳音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美？
不是 the leg of them.
It's not the leg.
The feet of them.
The feet.
是他们的脚，这脚步的脚。
The feet that move.
脚中的脚。
The footsteps.
这个他们的脚中何等的佳美。
How beautiful are the feet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣说你们去。
Jesus Christ said go.
到全世界去。
To the whole world.
普天下去。
The entire world.
传福音给万民听。
To preach to all the nations.
所以那个时候有没有飞机啊？
Do they have planes?
那时候有没有这个火车啊？
Or trains?
那时候他们有没有汽车啊？
Did they have cars?
他们要他们亲自的脚中 把福音带到世界各地去。
The demand was that they walk and preach the gospel.
这些传福音的人
all these who
他们的效忠何等佳美。
How beautiful are their
feet. 今天的许多人说啊，我要传，但是叫我不要去，最好我坐在这里叫他们来。
Many people say, I want to preach, but the best thing is to ask them to come.
福音是去的，不是来的。
The gospel is by sending.
当然我们说来听福音这句话没有错。
Of course we say, come and listen to the gospel.
但是实际是说你们去传福音，多过说你们来听福音。
But the Bible says a lot more about going than coming.
传道人的脚踪。
The feet of the preachers.
也引群。
Come from diligence.
神也喜悦。
And God is pleased.
传道人的脚踪。
The footstep of the preachers.
也繁忙。
Is busy.
神看他的脚也漂亮。
And God see that it's beautiful.
我们今天看人漂亮，从来没有看脚的。
We look at beautiful people, but we do not look at their feet.
今天全世界选美啊。
In all the beauty pageant in the world,
一定面孔有很重要的部分。
The face is very important.
还有身材很重要。
And the shape of the body.
在世界选美选面孔，在天上选美选脚。
But the beauty pageant in heaven must be about your feet.
你们的脚走了多少路？
How much have you traveled?
你到多少地方传？
How many places have you gone to preach?
神都记录下来。
The Lord would have recorded it.
这一双脚是传福音的脚。
Your feet is the feet of
gospel. 这双脚是去到最远地方的脚。
Are these feet the one that goes to a faraway place?
就是耶稣。
And Jesus would be the
first. 第二名就是保罗。
The second will be of all.
为什么呢？
Why?
耶稣走的最远的地方，从天上走到地上来。
Because Jesus traveled the most from heaven to earth.
所以耶稣就在犹太的地区在那走来走去。
Although he walked around in the land of Judea.
但你不要忘记他从天上到地上来。
You must remember that he came from heaven.
有我们看见保罗到处传道。
And the apostle Paul went all over.
脚踪遍行欧洲亚洲。
His footstep was in Europe and Asia.
到了地方，他就把神的道传。
Wherever he went, he preached the word.
这些传福音的人，
these preachers,
报喜信的人，
those who bring good news,
他们的脚登山，
their footstep went up to the hill,
何等佳美，
so beautiful.
他们好消息传道给人，
they preached the good news.
天上很注重传福音的脚踪。
Heaven will take good note of the
footsteps. 求主在这个时代兴起更多更多愿意把福音传开。
May the Lord raise more people who are willing to preach His good news.
有一次我在 Borneo 传道的时候，
Once I was preaching at Borneo.
飞机下来，
After I landed,
他们叫我穿很大很大的鞋子。
They gave me a big pair of shoes.
这鞋子是很宽很宽的。
And very broad.
我说我的脚都没有那么宽，为什么要这样宽呢？
I said my feet is not so broad.
他说你的脚没有那么宽。
They said yeah, that may be the case.
但你走的路，等下你要走的路是泥泞道路。是非常难走的路。
But we will have to travel on mud tracks.
所以如果你用高跟鞋，你一定沉下去。
If you use your high heel, you will sink.
你如果用普通的鞋，你一定满身都是泥土的。
If you use normal shoes, your feet will be full of mud.
所以我们给你特别选那个很宽的鞋子。
So we give you this shoe with large soles.
所以脚底特别伸出来。
Very deep soles.
所以你每次这样踏上去，啪啪啪。你的脚不会沉下去的。
So that you will not sink into the mud.
那么我们一直走走到一个地方的时候，
After we traveled,
要过桥。
There's a place we need to go
by the bridge. 这个桥用竹竿架起来的。
The bridge was made of bamboo.
用绳子绑住的。
And linked by a rope.
所以从这边到河的那边，
From one end to the other,
就是吊桥。
It is a hanging bridge.
用绳子的吊桥。
Hang by rope.
下面没有柱子的。
There is no pole.
所以你走到一半的时候呢，
As in the middle of it,
整个人就动摇了。
The whole bridge was swayed.
你看下去，
When you look down,
就是很深的水，
it is deep water,
你会吓死了。
It is very frightening.
那一边摇一边走的时候呢，
As it sway and you move,
我在前面走，
I was walking in front,
走的我在后面走，
I was walking behind.
当我看前面的时候，
When I look forward,
看见有一对老夫妇在我前头走，
I saw an old couple in front of me.
就是因为他们在前面走，
Because they are moving ahead,
所以后面摇得很厉害。
So the swaying was very bad.
他们都是很胖的。
They were pretty fat.
特别这个女的很胖。
Especially the woman.
那么脚难看死了。
She had ugly feet.
我从来没有看到一双脚像象的脚那样。
I've never seen a feet that looks like elephant's feet.
从上一只下面一只大，没有脚跟的。
There's no heel.
但我看的时候呢，
But as I was looking at it,
怎么有这么难看的人？
How could she be so ugly?
脚这么难看，这么大的脚。
Such a big feet.
突然间这一节圣经出现。
Suddenly I reminded
of mine. 你看它难看吗？
Is this ugly?
圣经说何等佳美。
The Bible says it's so
beautiful. 何等佳美。
How beautiful.
我就把它拍一张照片下来。
And I took a photo.
存来做纪念。
For souvenir.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这对夫妇呢，
Because this couple.
在澳洲 Melbourne 大学做教授。
Are professors at Melbourne in Australia.
有一天参加一次差传会议的时候。
One day when they attended a mission conference.
神感动他放下 教授的职分。
The Lord moved them to relinquish their posts.
到 Borneo 内地，就是沙拉旺的山里面去做传道。
To become preachers in the midst of jungle in Sarawak.
他们一同跪在上帝面前。
They knelt before the Lord.
顺服上帝。
And were submissive.
他们就去了。
And they went.
去就在那边几十年。
And they were there for decades.
当我到那边去的时候。
When I arrived.
我就问他们 Mr. and Mr. Batchelor, how long have you been here?
I asked them, 你们在这里有多久？
他说 we have been here for 36 years.
我们在这里36年。
36年。
36 years.
所以那时候差不多70岁了。
They were in the 70s.
那我说呢，你们这里最大的工作是什么呢？
I said, what is the largest work to do?
我们在这里最前面的十年。
He said, in the first 10 years.
就是跟他们混在一起。
It was to live with them,
跟他们唱诗
to sing with them.
整个母乳族连一个字都没有的。
The entire race was illiterate.
一本书都没有的。
They didn't have a single book.
一个学校都没有的。
Not a single school.
那我说母乳这一族到底有多少人呢？
I said, how many people are there in this race?
整个母乳的这个部落一共有6000多人。
He says there's 6,000 in the village.
所以他们决定为了这6000多人，他们先住这里跟他们谈话。然后用他们明白的话，把它替他做一个字典的目录，变成一本目录的第一步的字典。
And because of these 6,000 people, they lived with them and gave them their first words.
那么第二十年呢？
The second 10
years, 就用那些他们所讲的字呢，把它整理起来，来翻译新约的圣经。
They used the words they have learned to translate the Bible.
那在第三十年呢？
The third decade,
在修整那些圣经。
They try to edit the Bible
印刷出来
and print them.
在另外替他们做一首基督教的穆鲁文的诗歌。
And give them songs of the Murut language.
36年以后呢,
After 36 years,
Murut 族呢, 有史以来有两本书。
For their first time in their history, they had two books.
第一本就是圣经。
The first one was the Bible.
第二本就是圣诗。
The second one, the hymn.
整个民族只有两本书。
The entire people only had two books.
所以如果你要读书快快成功到哪边去，读两本就可以及格了。
If you want to be successful, go there. There's only two
books. 只有两本书。
Just two books.
一本圣经。
The Bible.
一本圣诗。
The hymn.
另外一本是这两夫妇自己用的字典。
Another one is the dictionary the couple used.
那么他说呢，有没有拯救这个字呢？
I asked them whether there's a word save.
他们没有的。
They said no.
什么叫做拯救呢？
What does save mean?
他们的观念中间没有拯救的。
They don't have that word in their concept.
十年里面也不知道什么叫做拯救。
In 10 years, they don't know what save salvation is.
所以他们每次讲拯救的时候，
Every time they want to talk about salvation,
就用什么名词表达，你知道吗？
How do they represent it?
把动物从河里拉出来。
They use the word that means saving animals from the river.
好像羊掉下去了。
Or when the lamb dropped down,
水里拉出来，
you
鸡掉下去了，
or the chicken went in the river,
水里拉出来，
you save it.
所以拯救就是拉出来的意思。
And so saving means to pull out.
每次提到拉出来，他就记得耶稣把我拉出来。
Every time they think about that, they think of Jesus pulling them out.
魔鬼的手里拉出来，
from the grasp of Satan.
把罪恶的权柄拉出来，
from sin and its power.
死亡的危险拉出来，
from death.
这个叫做拯救。
This is salvation.
我越跟他们在一起，
the more I was with them,
我的心越受感动。
My heart was deeply moved.
我每次看那一张很难看的脚的照片的时候，
Every time I look at the ugly feet,
我就记得这件事。
I remember this verse.
那传福音报喜信的人，
Those who bring good news,
他们的脚何等，
How beautiful are their feet.
他们的脚何等佳美，
How beautiful are their feet.
我告诉你，在天上，
In heaven,
上帝不会说你的脸孔不好看，
God will not say you have an ugly face.
上帝会说你的脚很难看。
You will see your ugly feet.
你的脚来来去去就是到那些不应该去的地方。
Because you go to the places you ought not to.
你的脚来来去去就是做你自己的事。
Your feet bring you to your own deed.
你到底为我的福音走了多少路？
How many journey have you made for
my gospel? 你到底为别人灵魂跑了多少地方？
How many places have you been to for other souls?
传福音报喜信的人。
Those who bring good news.
他们的脚何等佳美。
How beautiful are their feet.
那这样福音一定要广传下去。
And so the gospel must be preached.
那么你说好，我愿蒙主差遣，我愿意奉献自己，我愿意带着福音的脚中去把上帝道传开。
And so if you say, I'm willing to go and bring the gospel and my feet is willing to go to places.
那你以为你传了人家就信了吗？
Does that mean that people will believe when you preach?
接下去怎么讲呢？
The next verse.
第十六节他说，只是人没有都听信福音。
But not all the Israelites accepted the good news.
我们怎么传怎么传。
No matter how hard we preach.
我们跑了多少的地方。
It doesn't matter how many places we go.
我们只要繁忙把福音带出去。
We may be very busy traveling.
人不都是听从听信福音。
It doesn't mean that people will believe.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为传福音是全世界最吃力 不讨好的一件事情。
Because preaching of the gospel is the hardest thing to do without rewards.
你们这些为主做见证的人都有这样的经验。
Those of you who preach the news,
you know. 你谈谈谈，无论谈什么，他都你谈得很好。
When you talk to someone, you can talk about all kinds of things.
等你谈到耶稣的时候，他脸孔马上像马一样藏起来。
When you talk about Jesus Christ, they put a long face.
开始紧张的对付你了。
Immediately they will
开始很严肃的为自己护卫。
And they will have good
self-defense. 为什么叫我信耶稣呢？
Why do you ask me to believe?
所以传福音不一定有果效。
And therefore, you may not have fruit.
我们不能因为有果效才去传福音。
But you cannot preach just because someone will believe.
我们也不能因为没有果效，所以不传福音。
Or stop because people will not
believe. 我们传福音为什么呢？
Why do we preach?
因为神的差遣。
Because God has sent us.
人的需要。
The needs of men.
不是因为人的反应。
Not because of their response.
那么就是人的需要，我传给他，为什么他反对我呢？
But why would they object to us?
因为需要福音的人。没有感到自己需要福音。
Those who need the gospel many a times do not feel that they need it.
需要是一件事情。
It's one thing to need.
感觉到需要不需要是另外一件事情。
It is another thing to feel the need.
我这一年已经听过几个人心脏病发作突然死了。
In this year, I've heard many people dying suddenly of heart attack.
今年听到一个发作没有死的，就是王福。
Today, I heard one that didn't die.
为什么这些心脏病人发作突然死呢？
Why are these people dying suddenly?
因为他死以前他没有感觉到他有心脏病。
Because before they died, they did not realize they are sick.
他没有感觉到他需要找医生。
They didn't feel that they need to go
to doctor. 他没有感觉到他需要休息。
They didn't feel the need to rest.
没有感觉。
They didn't feel it.
所以没有感觉是最不好的事情。
And so not feeling is the worst thing.
你的病有病症的都给你一些记号叫你要注意。
When you have symptoms, these are warning signs.
但是你的病没有病症的都是很危险的事情。
If your illness has no symptom, it's very dangerous.
这是最可怕的一件事情。
This is the most frightening thing.
这迫切的需要，但是完全感到没有需要。
That is, you have a very urgent need, but you cannot feel it.
这就人在神面前灵性的光景。
This is how we are like before God.
世界有哪一个人不需要福音的？
Who would not need the gospel?
每个人都犯了罪。
Every one of us has
sinned. 每个人都会死。
All of us will die.
每个人都要受审判。
All of us will be judged.
受审判都要下地狱。
And all of us will go to hell.
哪一个人不需要福音？
And so everyone needs the gospel.
但是你问他你需要福音吗？
But if you ask that person, do you need it?
我需要赚钱。
They say, I need something else.
人对赚钱感到很需要很需要。
We think we need to make money.
当钱够到可以几代吃不完，他还感到还要赚钱。
Even though you have tons of money, you still feel you need it.
所以这个不需要却感到很需要。
Things that you do not need, you feel that you need it.
另外很需要却感到不需要。
But things that you really need, you think you do not need.
这就是人的灵性矛盾失败堕落到一个很可怕的地步。
And this is where our spirituality has failed.
人不感到自己需要。
We do not think we need it.
那么你对着传的时候呢？
When you preach the gospel,
他不认为你爱他。
They don't think you love them.
他不认为你关心他。
They don't think you care for them.
他只认为你在干扰他。
They think you're interfering with them.
干涉他的自由。
Interfering in their freedom.
轻看他的自尊心。
You despise his self-confidence.
侮辱他的宗教。
You are despising
him. 啰啰嗦嗦浪费他的时间。
You are very naggy.
这是人在神面前的光景。
This is how we are before God.
所以当你的主啊，你呼召我愿意。
And so when you say, Lord, I'm willing to come.
主啊，你的福音我要传出去。
Lord, I'm willing to preach your gospel.
主啊，为你传福音教众何等佳美，我感谢你。
I want to preach and have beautiful feet.
当你真正顺服要传的时候，
But when you truly want to start preaching,
你发现事情不是这样的。
You realize it's not like this.
人需要福音而不感到需要的时候，
People need the gospel but they do not feel it.
你的热心在神面前是可嘉可庆的。
Although your fervency is The Lord is pleased with it.
但是你的热心在人面前是可憎可恶的。
But people will be sick of your earnestness.
保罗睡觉的时候，
When the apostle Paul
梦见一个马其顿人，
Dream about the man from Macedonia
站在他的面前，
Standing before him，
过来，
Say come，
过来帮助我们，
Come and help us。
我们现在都这个叫做马其顿呼声，
We call, This is called the Macedonia。
马其顿需要福音，
Macedonia needs the gospel。
过来，
Come，
我们这里需要福音，
We need you。
保罗一醒来的时候，
When the apostle Paul awakened，
上帝要他去马其顿传福
音， He knew the Lord is calling him。
没有人差他去，
No one sent him。
没有差传的钱，
There is no money。
没有路费，
There is no journey。
自己做苦工，
And he worked himself.
自己愿意去传道。
And willing to go.
所以他呢买了船票。
He bought the tickets.
过到马其顿那里。
And he took a ship to Macedonia.
那是世界历史第一次福音从亚洲传到欧洲。
This is the first time the gospel was preached from Asia to Europe.
过到马其顿那里去。
When he reached there,
就传啊传啊。
He preached and preached.
他以为就像昨天那些人说，你来了，我们等你很久了，我们昨天晚上的梦里告诉你来了，你真的来了。
He thought that the people would welcome him greatly.
当他到那边的时候
，When he reached that
place, 码头一个人也没有。
No one was at the harbor.
个个好像不知道这个事情。
No one knew about him.
本来你做的梦谁知道
？It was his own dream.
梦是你梦，不是我到梦中找你，是你自己梦到我的。
It was your own dream, got nothing to do with me.
马其顿的没有一个人找他。
No Macedonians were
there. 没有一个人欢迎他。
No one welcomed.
没有一个人接待他。
No one called.
可能他自己要找旅馆。
He had to find some.
旅馆在这边坐满了，你去找别的。
The motel may ask him to go somewhere else.
他自己安排吃的东西。
He got to arrange for his own
food. 自己安排住的地方。
Accommodation.
自己出了路费。
His own money.
在哪里传道
？When he preached.
传道完了又怎么样呢
？In the end.
人家就告政府。
People went to accuse him.
这个人是搅乱天下的。
They told the government to arrest him.
这个讲一些外邦的那些古里古怪的东西。
He preached some strange theory.
所以结果怎么办呢
？In the end.
第二天。
The second day.
他就进监牢。
He was jailed.
这叫做传福音。
And this is the preaching.
奉献的人呢？主啊，我奉献给你。
When a person gives his life to the Lord, I sacrifice myself to you, O Lord.
我奉献做你的传道。
O Lord, I give my life to you.
你以为你到个地方去传道，人家就欢迎你
？You think you'll be welcome as a preacher? No.
人拿石头等你来。
They'll wait for you with a stone.
用石头打你的头。
And to stone you.
人等你来。
They will wait for you.
预备监牢给你进去。
And prepare a jail for you.
不是所有的人都信从福音。
Not all will listen to the gospel.
每一个愿意奉献做传道的，要预备心的地方。
This is what we need to prepare for when we want to give up our life.
当你看见传道的很成功的时候
，When you look at a successful preacher,
千千万万听他听福音。
When thousands of people listen to him,
你知道不知道这一千他受多少苦
？Do you not know that he has suffered so much before?
他流多少眼泪
？He has so much tears before.
他受多少的攻击
？He had been attacked before.
多少的毁谤
？So many humiliations.
多少的论断
？So many people judging.
多少的批评
？So many people criticizing.
多少的逼迫
？So many people persecuting him.
当我年轻出来传道的时候
，When I was young and preaching,
我在医院里面传福音。被人家赶出来
I preached in a hospital and people
chased me out. 在路上传福音给人家大骂
People scold me in the roads.
有回教徒围绕着我要打死我
There were Muslims who surrounded me to want to kill me.
我们都经历过了
I have experienced all this.
我们年轻的人要侍奉主
When we are young, we want to serve.
我们不是一夜之间变成大布道家
We didn't become a great evangelist overnight.
吃两粒黄豆我们就变成神仙
Or we take some magic pill and become an angel.
不是如此
Not so.
我曾经28天传道
There was once I preached for 28 days.
只有两天在洗澡房里洗澡。
And only bathed for 2 days.
其他的时间要在河里面洗澡。
On the rest of the days, I had to bathe in the river.
我曾经住在一个地方，窗口这么小。
I once lived in a place with a very tiny window.
满身大汗。
So hot that I was perspiring.
一天讲到好几次。
I had to preach many times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
所以每一个侍奉主的人
，Every one of us who serve the Lord.
不要先假想人需要福音，我一出来，他们就看见我多么伟大。多么奉献，多么牺牲。
Do not first assume that they need the gospel and so great of me to come out.
不是的
，No.
上帝呼召以赛亚的时候
，When God called Isaiah,
有谁可以为我们去呢
？He said, "Who will go for us?"
我可以差遣谁呢
？Whom can I send?
以赛亚听见这句话，他就主啊，请差遣我。
Isaiah heard that and said, "Lord, send me."
那个时候，以赛亚在哪里
？Where was Isaiah?
在上帝的殿里面。
He was in the temple of God.
以赛亚是怎样的人呢
？What sort of person was he?
王族里面的血统的人。
He was a person with royal blood.
尊贵的贵族。
He was a royal.
他是在社会阶层最高的一群的人。
Has the highest status in the society.
很少年轻人像他。
Very few young people like him.
有这样的尊贵、这样的荣耀、这样的身份。
Who has such a high and honored status?
以赛亚是先知里面最尊贵、最荣耀的身份地位的一个先知。
Among all the prophets, Isaiah was the person with the highest social status.
他顺服上帝。
But he was obedient to God.
当他看见上帝在宝座上，撒拉夫说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉”的时候。
When he saw that God is on his throne and the seraphim said, "Holy, holy, holy."
这样神圣的宝座。
Such a holy throne.
他马上就自己太肮脏污秽了。
Immediately he realized he was indeed filthy.
他说我有祸了。
And so he said, "Woe to me."
亲眼看见耶和华。
Because my eyes have seen the Lord.
我是嘴唇不洁净的。
I'm a person of unclean lips.
我住在嘴唇不洁净的人中间。
And I live among a people of unclean lips.
这是以赛亚书第六章里面提到的。
This is in Isaiah 6.
换句话说，第一章到第五章。他已经为神传道了。
In other words, he has been preaching from chapter 1 to chapter 5.
如果第六章的经验是在第五章以后的话，
If the experience in chapter 6 is after chapter 5,
也就是他发现他这种肮脏的嘴唇怎么有资格传上帝圣洁的话语。
It means that suddenly he discovered that he's not worthy to preach the holy word of
God. 我有祸了。
Woe to me.
我是嘴唇不洁净的人。
I'm a man of uncleanness.
我又活在嘴唇不洁净的人中间。
And live among a people of uncleanness.
上帝不跟他辩论。
The Lord did not debate with him.
天使从祭坛上拿一块红色的炭。
And he sent an angel that fetched a burning coal.
来洁净焚烧他的罪。
And to cleanse his lips.
从此以后，
from that time onward,
更勇敢传讲上帝。
He preached boldly.
但是请你注意，
but take note of this.
以赛亚上帝呼召他以后，
after God called Isaiah,
马上对你说，
immediately God said,
我差遣你去传道。
I will send you.
到哪里传道呢？
To where?
到那个晚更不化的人中间传道。
To people of colorless heart.
他们听你的话却不要听。
They will listen to you but they not hear.
他们领受你所传的道们不要信。
They will receive your word but not believe.
他们看不清楚。
They cannot see clearly.
他听不明白。
They cannot hear clearly.
免得他们回转过来，我就医治他们。
That they may not turn around and I will heal them.
天界有这么矛盾的事情吗？
It's so ironical.
要我去传道。
You ask me to preach.
不要他们明白。
But you do not want them to believe.
要我去把神的道传开。
You want me to spread his word.
给他们听不清楚。
But they will not understand.
不要他回头。
You do not want them to turn around.
免得他悔改。
That they will be healed.
免得他被医治。
That they will repent.
那么主啊，你到底要不要我传道？
So Lord, what is it that you want?
是啊，我差遣你啊。
Yes, I sent you.
我要把你差遣到那些晚更不化的人。
I'm sending you to a stubborn people.
那些硬心的人中间去。
Those people with hardened
hearts. 你肯他顺服吗？
Are you willing?
主啊，我在这里。
Say, Oh Lord, I'm here.
请差遣我。
Send me.
好，你去。
Go.
那你传的时候，没有人要信。
But no one will believe.
那么你为什么要我去？
Then why would you send me?
以赛亚不辩论。
Isaiah did not debate.
他知道这是神的交代。
He knew that God called him.
这是神的吩咐。
The command of God.
我一定要去。
I must go.
所以他就去。
And so he went.
去传的结果怎么样呢？
What about the
end? 到了第53章的时候。
By the time we reach chapter 53,
年老的以赛亚讲一句话。
由 Isaiah.
我们所传的有谁信？
Who will believe what we have preached?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果连以赛亚传道都这么困难。
If it is so difficult for Isaiah.
那我是谁？
Who am I?
杨长老是谁？
Who is Elder Yong?
你们又是谁？
What about you?
我们常常因为主啊，我一讲就很多人归主，那我就愿意侍奉你。
We always say I'm willing to go because once I preach, everybody will believe.
有时不是如此。
This is not always the case.
有时上帝要磨练你。
Sometimes God wants to try you.
看见你看工作没有果效的时候，你的心智如何？
God wants to see how you behave when there's no fruit.
看你在最困难的时候。你对神还是不是顺从？
God wants to see whether you're obedient in the midst of the most difficult
time. 所以这里说不是所有的人都听从福音。
And the verse says not all who believe.
因为以赛亚说主啊，我们所传的有谁信的？
For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message?
可见信道是从听到来。
Consequently, faith comes from hearing.
听道是从基督的话来。
And the message is through the word of Christ.
保罗在十七节再一次很肯定的对我们提醒。
In verse 17, there is a firm reminder.
传道的人，
those who preach the word,
不是传自己，
would not preach themselves.
不是传世界，
or the world.
你是传上帝的话语。
You are to preach the word of God.
请 你们注意。
Take note of this.
参加聚会的时候，
when you participate in a gathering,
有些人口才好得不得了，
some people are very articulate,
讲得头头是道，
they seem to say the right thing.
但是你注意听的时候，
but when you listen carefully,
不是上帝的道，
it is not the word of God.
所以结果呢，你看到，哎，聚会很好玩。
The gathering seems fun.
大家感到很兴趣。
Everyone is excited.
但是你注意听的时候，你没有神的道在里面，那个聚会就不是太好的聚会。
When you listen carefully and the word of God is not in there, it is not a good gathering.
今天全世界，
in the entire world,
不但是马来西亚，
not only Malaysia,
不但是东南亚，
or Southeast Asia,
不但是亚洲，
Asia,
全世界，
the entire world,
许多的讲台，
there are many pulpits,
已经不是成为道出口的地方。
Are not no longer the outlet of the word of God.
讲的是人的事情。
They talk about man.
讲的是世界的事。
The world.
讲的是自己的事情。
They preach about themselves.
讲的是暂时败坏的世界的事情。
They preach about the temporal and decadent world.
不是传上帝永恒的旨意。
Not the eternal will of God.
宝座来的道理。
The throne of God.
这样，如果有一些聚会是专讲上帝的道。And the 聚会是很宝贵。
So if you find some gathering that emphasizes the word of God, it's very precious.
也就是这里说，信道是从听道来的。
Here we see faith comes from hearing the word.
那么你说什么道呢？
What sort of word?
道是从基督的话来的。
Here it says the word of Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督是谁？
Who is Christ?
基督就是上帝的道。
Christ is the word of God.
开出有道。
in the beginning.
道与上帝同在。
The word was with God.
道就是上帝。
The word is God.
这道太初与上帝同在。
This word was with God from the beginning.
这道就是我们的光。
And this word is our light.
约翰福音第四节告诉我们的。
John chapter 1 verse 4 says,
道成肉身住在我们的中间。
And the word become flesh and live among us.
所以我告诉你全本圣经的道。
And so the word in the entire Bible.
把它终归纳起来。
When you summarize it.
最中心点的。
The ultimate aim.
最重要的内容。
The ultimate content.
就是见证基督的死，基督的复活。
Is to witness the death and resurrection of Christ.
担当我们的罪。
He bore our sins.
怎么样为我们受审判。
And was judged for us.
使我们被挽回，神的愤怒不临到我们。
That the wrath of God will not descend on us.
像是律法的咒诅不临到我们。
That the curse of the law will not be upon us.
永恒的旨意也不临，永恒这个灭亡，上帝审判人的这个事也不临到我们。
And the eternal destruction will not be upon us.
因为基督为我们死，为我们复活。
Because Christ has died and was resurrected for us. Thanks be to God.
信道是从听到来的。
Faith comes from hearing.
听到是从基督的话来的。
The message from the word of God.
第十七节告诉我们。
This is verse 17.
现在我们大家看，大家从再念第十五的第十六到第十七节。
Let us read verse 16 and 17.
只是人没有都听从福音。因为以赛亚说：“主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？”可见信道是从听到来，听到是从基督的话来。第十八节，大家也同读。但我说，人没有听见吗？诚然听见了，他们的声音传遍天下，他们的言语传到地极。我再说，以色列人不知道吗？先有摩西说：“我要用那不称之名的，惹动你们的愤怒。”我要用那无知的子民触动你们的怒气。现在请你再读第二十节，那我们才做两种事的解释。二十节又有以赛亚放胆说，没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见；没有访问我的，我向他们显现。至于以色列人，他说我增添恩宠，招呼那被你顶嘴的百姓。这里呢，保罗就提到两样的人。
The apostle Paul mentioned two types of people.
一种的人是什么人呢
？The first type.
听见的。
Those who heard.
机会有。
The opportunity.
明白了。
They understood.
有机会听见明白上帝的话。
They had the opportunity to listen and understand.
那你信不信呢
？But do they believe?
不信。
No.
听见了吗？
Did they hear? They heard.
这不是他们听见的。
How do you know?
因为他的声音传遍天下。
Because the voice went to the whole world.
他的道传遍地极。
The gospel has been preached.
所以这些以色列人是最先领受上帝话语的。
These Israelites were the first to receive.
他们不知道吗？
Did they not know?
他们知道。
They know.
因为摩西说要用外邦人来刺激他们。
Moses said he will use the Gentiles to stimulate them.
有许多时候。
Many a time.
一些的外邦人。
Some Gentiles.
比以色列人更热心爱主。
Can love God more than Israelites.
一些外邦人
some Gentiles,
一点点机会听到
only had a little bit of opportunity.
马上抓住这个机会
immediately they grab hold of it.
叫以色列的羞愧
that the Israelites may be ashamed.
上帝用外邦人来惹动你们的怒气
and God used the Gentiles to make you angry.
外邦人来刺激你们的愤怒
to stimulate your fury.
什么意思呢
what does this mean?
因为你们太多机会，你们却不爱惜
it means that you have not treasured all the opportunities.
听了许多上帝的道。你没有宝贵他。
You listened to many of his words, but you did not treasure it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我昨天在台北。
Yesterday I was at Taipei.
我讲的拉哈是外邦人。
I talk about Rahab being
Gentile. 拉哈是一个不信主的人。
She was not a believer.
拉哈不是以色列人。
She was not an Israelite.
她不但是外邦人。
Not only was
she a Gentile. 而且她的行业是最下流的行业，是一个妓女。
She had the most despicable job. She was a prostitute.
但是上帝竟然把拉哈跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同排列。在希伯来书是一章称他是信心的伟人
but she was listed among the great men of faith
为什么呢
why
因为拉哈是一个非常机警的人
because she was a very intelligent person
分析力考察力特别强的人
she was very observant and could analyze
记忆力特别清楚的人
had very good memory
我们怎么样可以这样说
how would you say that
她看事情的时候
when she observed something
知道什么是重要
she knew what was important
什么是不平常
what is not usual
什么是平常的
what is usual
以色列人不是如此
not the Israelites
以色列人天天看神迹
every day they saw miracles
天天吃玛纳
every day they received manna
因为本来就是这样吗
they thought that must be the way
算什么
nothing new
上帝本来就应该这样吗
God should behave like that
我是应该领受这个恩典
should receive it.
当以色列人走红海的时候
，When the Israelites crossed the Red Sea,
以色列人就这样过红海。
They just crossed it like that.
过红海不久
，After that,
马上埋怨摩西。
Immediately they grumbled.
马上怪责上帝的。
Immediately they blame God.
在这以色列过红海这个事情呢
，In this incident of crossing the Red Sea,
传到拉哈的耳中的时候
，Rahab heard about this.
他就惊奇万分。
She was amazed.
怎么有这样的事情
？How can there be?
这是历史上从来没有的事情。
Such a historical event.
这是多大的君王没有办法做到的事情。
Not a single king can accomplish this.
这个百姓是怎么样的百姓
？What sort of people are these?
竟然可能经历这么大的神迹。
How come they can have such
a miracle? 这位神是怎样的神
？What sort of God is this?
竟然有这么大的能力来照顾引导他的百姓
？How can he have so much power to protect his people?
所以神迹行在以色列。
Miracles was among the Israelites.
对上帝的子民是普通的事情。
For the people of God, it was very common.
外邦人的拉哈。
But a Gentile Rahab.
听见这个事情以后。
When she heard it.
40年以后，她没有忘记。
She didn't forget for 40 years.
因为她看清楚了。
She was clear.
她听明白了。
She heard it.
她尊重。
She respected.
她宝贵神的恩典。
She treasured the word of God.
所以她称为有信心的女子。
And so she was listed as a man of faith.
虽然她曾经是一个妓女。
Although she was a prostitute.
上帝拣选她。
God chose her.
使她住在以色列中间。
That she may live among the Israelites.
而且她成为耶稣基督肉身的祖先里面的一个人。
And physically she was among the genealogy of Jesus Christ. How was this possible?
就是可能。
Is this
possible? 为什么
？Why?
无论是外邦人不是外邦人。
It doesn't matter when you're Gentile or not.
保罗先说这些以色列人。
The apostle Paul says.
他们真的顽固不化。
These Israelites were stubborn.
他们有机会听。
They had the opportunity.
他们听上帝的话。
They heard the word of God.
他们看神迹。
They saw the miracle.
他们亲自经历许多神的同在。
They experienced the presence of God.
但是他们怎么样呢
？But what about
them? 听得到如同耳边风一样的。
They didn't hear it.
他们的聚会。
They come for the gathering.
是奉行故事。
It's just a routine.
他们看上帝的神迹。
When they saw the miracles.
本来就是这样。
It seems normal.
他们听上帝的道。
When they listen to His word.
有什么特别
？Nothing special.
他们没有把这个当作尊贵的事。
They didn't treasure.
但是有一些。外邦人不是如此
，but not so for some Gentiles.
他们真看出来了
，they truly see.
只有真神才会这样讲话
，that only a true God can say this.
真神才会这样做
，only a true God can do this.
这些是不是普通有的
？These are not common things.
这是历史上从来没有发生的事情
，historically unique.
所以当两个探子到拉哈那边的时候
，and so when the two spies went to Rahab,
这是以色列人
，Rahab knew they were Israelites.
马上就接待他们
，immediately she took care of them.
侦探的人是很疲倦、很紧张的
，the spies must have been very tired.
每时每刻可能会被人家抓住。
Every moment they could be arrested.
他们紧张到一个地步。
They were so anxious.
需要休息的时候。
When they needed rest.
外邦人拉合就接待他们了。
Rahab took care of them.
这个妓女接待这两个男人要做什么
？What would the prostitute do with the two men?
是不是他要跟他们犯奸淫
？Is that some adultery?
我告诉你，注意他们谈话，没有一句话谈到性的问题，
When you
谈到性交、性交易这件事情。
When you read their conversation, you realize there's nothing sexual about it.
他们谈到信仰。
They talk about faith.
他们谈到以色列的上帝。
They spoke about the Israelites.
谈到红海的事情。
And about the Red Sea.
你们过红海。
You have passed the Red Sea.
我们这里的心都消化了。
Our heart has melted here.
所以他提到的是40年前的事情。
She spoke about something that happened 40 years ago.
拉哈的记性。
It means that her memory,
她的悟性，
her understanding,
她的灵性，
her spirituality,
对神的话、神的作为是非常敏感、非常顺从。
Was sensitive towards the word of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
为什么许多牧师的孩子特别坏？
Why do we have very newly behaved pastors' kids?
我不是说的坏的都是牧师的孩子。
I'm not saying all who misbehave are the children of pastors.
我不是说所有的牧师的孩子都一定不好。
Or all pastors' children must be bad.
许多在牧师家庭里面的孩子。
But many children who are brought up in a pastor's home.
看惯了一切。
They are so used to everything.
什么叫神的恩典？
What is the grace of God?
什么叫上帝的道？
What about the word of God?
我看惯了。
I'm so used to.
什么叫上帝的殿？
What is the temple of God?
上帝的家。
Home of God.
我就住在隔壁，很平常的。
I just live next door.
所以呢，最好不要跟牧师住在教会里面的牧师屋。
Probably do not let your pastor live in a parsonage.
免得孩子没有这个，我到耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。他说，从拜一到拜六都去，也一点都不奇怪。
So that the children will feel that they are entering into the temple of God and not just take it for granted.
为什么很多这是长老的孩子不爱主？
Why do children of deacons and elders not love the Lord?
这是长老跟他的太太在批评上帝的仆人，在论到教会败坏的时候，没有注意孩子在听。
Because probably when a couple talk about how bad the church is, they didn't realize the child is listening.
对神的话的敬畏，好的还没有学，坏的先听进去。
Of course, we learn the bad things first.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们如果有经常的聚会,
if we gather regularly,
我们常有的恩典,
we have always
been
the same
grace. 我们千万不要以为神的恩典是没有尊贵。
Let us just not take it for granted.
那些外邦人,
those Gentiles,
有人比上帝的子民更爱惜上帝的恩典。
Some of them treasure the grace of God more than the people of God.
更尊重上帝的恩典。
They honor the guidance of God more.
更惊奇上帝的神。
They are more amazed at the miracles of God.
这些人神就把他们放在上帝子民的里面。
And God will consider them His people.
所以以色列人没有听见吗？
The Israelites, did they hear? They heard.
听见了怎么样？
What about hearing?
他们习以为常。
They think it's normal.
听见了怎么样呢？
What would they do?
他们轻看上帝的恩典。
They despise His grace.
听见了怎么样呢？
What would they do?
麻木了他们的心。
They are numb.
他们定住他们的景象。
They hardened their necks.
他们没有顺从上帝。
They did not obey.
神另外做一件事情。
And so God did something else.
就是使那些不是他的子民的可以成为他的子民。
He made those people who were once not his people now his people.
使那些远方的人可以顺服他。
He allowed people from afar to be obedient to him.
不认他。不认识他的人可以听见他的道。
He enabled people who do not know him to listen to his word.
这样的就开始转移了。
And so there is a turning.
神的恩典从神的子民开始转到外邦人去。
The grace of God has been turned from his people to the Gentiles.
最后这几节。
The last few verses.
就是要从第十章到第十一章做一个转移的一个典范。
It's a turning point from chapter 10 to chapter 11.
福音要临到外邦人。
And that is the gospel will reach the Gentiles.
福音不是让临到犹太人。
Gentiles is not confined to
the Gentiles. 最后的几节,
the last few verses,
就引用了以赛亚书65章第一、第二节的话语。
Isaiah 65, chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 1, verse 2.
旧约以赛亚书第65章。
Let us turn to Isaiah, chapter
65. 以赛亚书65章，我们看上帝怎么样说。
Let us see what God says.
以赛亚书65章，上帝是素来不认识我的人，如今求告我，从来不认识我的人。第六十五章第一节、第二节，大家一同来读：一、二、三。素来没有访问我的，现在求问我；没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见；没有称为我名下的人，我对他们说：我在这里，我在这里。这一段的圣经很特别。
This is a special verse.
我很喜欢这一段的圣经。
I love this verse.
这一段的圣经告诉我们，不配蒙恩的人，神要给他蒙恩。
It tells us that those who are unworthy, God gave us His grace.
那些自以为我配的人，常常是离开神的恩典特别远的人。
And those who say I'm worthy are always away from His grace.
神就留下一些恩典给那些不配的人。
And God leaves some grace for those who are unworthy.
给那些从来不认识他的人。
To those who have never knew Him.
素来不认识。
I reveal myself to those who did not
know Him. 没有访问我的人。
Who was not found.
现在去问我。
Now He will call me.
从来没有寻找我的。
Those who have never searched for me.
叫他们寻见。
I enable them to find me.
这是恩典的主动。
It means grace has made the first move.
是属于恩典的源头，主自己。
It comes from the source of grace, the Lord Himself. Because you did not look for Him. But He enabled you to find Him. How can this be?
不是说祈祷的就给他，叩门的就开门，寻找的给他找到吗？
Don't we say that those who ask will be given to Him?
是啊。
Yes.
这是普通的定律。
This is the common definition. The promise of God.
但是神有超过这些定律的其他的恩典。
But God has grace beyond all these things.
没有访问我的。
Those who did not ask for me.
如今来访问我。
I am now found.
没有寻找的。
Those who did not seek me.
我也给他遇见。
I enabled them to find me.
这是不是额外的恩典呢？
Aren't these extra grace?
我没有找你啊。
Lord, I did not look for you.
是。
Yes.
我知道你没有找我。
I know you didn't look for
me. 我来找你。
But I come looking for you.
你没有找我。
You didn't look for me.
我遇见我。
But you find me.
谁啊？
Who?
就像保罗这样的。
Like the Apostle Paul.
叫尼尼微城这样的地方。
Go a place like Nineveh.
尼尼微没有求告上帝。
The Ninevites didn't call for God.
上帝叫约拿到他们中间去。
But God sent the prophet Jonah.
给他们认识上帝的道。
That they may know him.
保罗没有找耶稣。
The apostle Paul did not look for Jesus.
保罗根本不要耶稣。
He didn't want
him. 他要是逼迫耶稣。
He wanted to persecute him.
耶稣来找他。
But Jesus sought him out.
我们不要上帝。
We do not want God.
他来寻找我们。
But he came looking for us.
我们需要是不 感到我们需要。
We need it, but we do not feel we need it.
真正需要福音。
We truly need the gospel.
我不来上帝面前。
But we do not come
before God. 我们不感到我们需要。
We do not think we need it.
我也不寻求他。
We do not seek him.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
不是你们拣选我。
Not that you have chosen me.
是我拣选你们。
But I have chosen you.
当你还不认识我的时候。
Before you even knew me.
已经寻找。
I already sought after
you. 到你的面前来。
I went before you.
对你说。
To say to you.
我赐福给你。
I'm giving you my grace.
我要把恩典给你。
I will give you my blessing.
我寻找你。
I seek after you.
不是你寻找我
，Not you。
从来没有人寻找我
，No one has ever sought me。
从来没有人行善
，No one has done
good。从来没有人自动求告主
，No one will call upon the name of the Lord on his own。
你还没有求告我
，Although before you call me，
呼召你
，I have already called you。
我给你找到
，I have been found by you。
你没有寻找我
，You didn't call me。
我叫你遇见的
，I allow you to find me。
特殊特殊的恩典
，This is a very special grace。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
福音就这样使许多的民族归向上帝。
The gospel in this manner bring many people to God.
那么对于那些上帝的子民已经被拣选的人
，But for those who are people of God who has already been chosen,
发生什么事情呢
？What about them?
他们在肉身中被拣选
，They have been selected physically.
自以为他是选民
，They think they are the chosen people.
他变成一天到晚抵挡上帝
，But they became people who opposed God.
神非常失望
，And God was disappointed.
罗马书第四章最后一节是神绝对失望的一个这个表达表达。
The last verse is an expression of the disappointment of God.
我们先看这个以赛亚书六十五章第二节。
Isaiah 65 verse 2。
六十五章第二节，我整天伸手招呼那悖逆的百姓，他们随自己的意念行不善之道，这百姓常常当面惹我发怒，在园中献祭。在坛上烧香，在坟墓前坐着，在隐秘处住宿，吃猪肉。他们器皿中有可憎之物的汤，且对人说：“你站开吧，不要挨近我，因为我比你圣洁。”主说：“这些人是我壁中的烟，整天烧着的火。看啊，这都写在我的面前。我不敬吗？必施行报应，必将你们的罪孽。”和你们列祖的罪孽，就是在山上烧香，在冈上亵渎我的罪孽，一同报应在他们后人怀中。我先要把他们所行的量给他们。这是耶和华说的。
From verse 2 to verse 7, all day long I have held out my hand to an obstinate people who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imagination, a people who continually provoke me to my very face, offering sacrifices in gardens, burning incense on altar of bricks, who sit among the graves, who spend their night keeping secret vigil, who eat the flesh of pigs, whose pots and broth of unclean meat, who say, keep away, don't come near me, for I am too scared of you. Such people are smoke in my nostril, a fire that keeps burning all day.See, it stands written before me. I will not keep silent, but will pay back in full. I will pay it back to their lips. Both your sins and the sins of your fathers, say the Lord, because they burn sacrifices on the mountains and defy me on the hills. I will measure into their lips the full payment for their former deeds.
外邦人为什么拜偶像呢
？Why would the Gentiles pray to the idols？
因为他们没有律法。
Because they have no law.
他们没有神的先知。
They do not have prophets.
他们没有上帝的道。
They do not have the word of God.
他们在黑暗中间生活。
So they live in the dark.
抵挡上帝。
They oppose God.
他们不认识神的话。
They do not know the word of God.
但是这里上帝讲的不是外邦人。
But here God is not referring to the Gentiles.
讲的是以色列人。
He was talking about the Israelites.
你们称了我的子民。
You are now my people.
我整天招呼你。
I call you all day long.
你背逆的百姓。
But you are obstinate people.
山上怎么样烧香
？You burn incense in the hills.
冈上怎么样献祭
？How you give a sacrifice?
你怎样亵渎我的名
？How you blaspheme against me?
你怎样一面不圣洁一面献祭？
In your unholiness, you give sacrifices.
我都要报应你。
I will pay you back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
像我们传福音的时候
，When we preach the gospel,
你要清楚知道
，You must know clearly.
有一些人自以为已经蒙恩了，却是轻慢上帝的人。
Some people think they received the grace, but they despise God.
有一些外邦人抵挡上帝，有一天成为蒙恩的人。
But some Gentiles who are opposing to God may be called by Him.
还有一些人从来没有寻找上帝的，上帝给他们遇见了。
And some people never sought after God. God will make Himself known to them.
这都告诉我们，人的罪是不容易悔改的。
It tells us that our sin is blocking us.
但是神的恩典可以随时随地临到一些人身上。
But the grace of God will overpower us and go to some people.
这个在归正的神学叫做神的主权。
In Reformed theology, this is the sovereignty of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
有一次我教一般的学生。
Once I was teaching a class.
教了半年以后。
half a year later,
提到神的预定、神的主权、人的回应同救赎的问题。
I talk about the matters relating to election, the response of man, and his sovereignty.
考书的时候
，when the examination comes,
大家都考得很好。
Everybody wrote really well.
我最后一题是你到底相信不相信恩典在神的主权之中
？But my last question is, do you believe that grace is in His sovereign will?
有一个学生很诚实。
A student wrote honestly.
他说我照你所教的，照你所要的全部答了。
He said, I've answered according to what you have taught me.
但是老师说我自己还不能接受。
But honestly, I cannot accept.
我要不要扣他的分呢
？Would I minus his marks?
我不扣他的分。
I didn't do so.
因为他明白我所教的。
He understood what I taught.
但他不能接受怎么办呢
？But he cannot accept it.
我把他叫来。
I call him
up. 我说你好好祷告。
I said, pray carefully.
你这个快要毕业了。
You are going to graduate. 那么
你对这个预定论、对神的主权你还不能接受
？You cannot accept the election of God.
你祷告求主赐福给你。
You pray that the Lord will bless you.
给你明白。
That you will understand.
好，以后呢？他就离开了。
And then he left.
他去做工两年以后。
After he worked for 2 years.
他写一封信回来给我。
He wrote a letter to me.
他说：“唐牧师。
”He says, Dr. Tong.
我现在真正接受神的主权。
Now I truly accept the sovereign will of God.
从前我以为。
In the past I taught.
我努力传。
If I work hard.
一定我果效。
Surely it will work.
我传了。
When I preach.
人一定受感动。
They will surely be moved.
感动了以后。
After they are moved.
一定会相信。
They will really believe.
过两年传道以后，我老实说。
After 2 years of preaching,
有些人怎么传他都不能改。
Honestly, I say some people will never believe.
有些人我刚刚讲几句他就。
But some believe just a few sentences.
我知道不是靠我的功劳。
So I know it's not by my strength.
是靠神的恩典。
But by His grace.
神的主权。
The sovereign will of God.
有许多人一生一世没有信主。
Some people will not believe their entire life.
神的时间到的时候。
But when the timing of God is up,
几句话他就改过了。
A few sentences will change them around.
有些人一生一世以为自己是个基督徒。
And some people think they're Christian all their life.
到最后还不明白所信的事。
But in the end, they do not believe.
这是圣经给我们的教导。
This is what the Bible says.
有人终究学道却不明白。
Some people learn for the rest of their life and not understand.
突然间醒悟，马上得到上帝的救恩。
Some people suddenly believe and got His grace.
我们知道我们都要传道。
We know we must preach.
但是传道不是我们的功劳。
But preaching is not because of our own power.
传道不是出于我的意愿，我的心意。
And not from my own will or credit.
出于神的旨意。
But from His will.
你传的时候
，When you preach,
一定有果效吗
？Will it be effective? No.
不是所有的人都信从福音。
Not everyone will believe.
有一些人突然间信了。
Some people will believe suddenly.
有些人许久还不能相信。
Some people take forever.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神的主权。
It is in His will.
超过我们的眼界。
His will is larger than us.
超过我们的主见。
More than our own will.
超过我们的计划。
Surpasses our plans.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝看见他自己百姓的时候。
When God saw His own people.
他曾经这么说。
He said that before.
整天招呼那些悖逆的人。
I keep calling my obstinate people.
上帝就把恩典赐给外邦人。
How His grace reached the Gentiles.
从来没有反问我的。
Is something that we will not reject.
如今寻求我。
Those who do not know me,
从来没有寻求我的。
Those who do not know me,
如今我叫他们可以遇见我。
I have made myself found by them.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
神的恩典福音传开的时候。
And so in the grace of God, when the gospel is preached,
果效如何我不知道。
I do not know how what will turn out.
我清楚知道。
But I know clearly.
我传福音不是为了有果效我才传。
I preach not because there is going to be an effect.
我传福音因为神的旨意所以我传。
I preach because of His will.
我传福音一定有果效。
And I know there will be an effect.
因为神的旨意中间有他预定的选民。
In His will, there is an elected people.
我一定要顺从上。
I will be obedient to Him.
我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up together.
我们再从第十六节念到这个最后一节。
We want to read from verse 16 to the end.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
我们从第十六节念到最后一节。
From verse 16 to verse 21.
一、二、三，只是人没有都听从福音。因为以赛亚说：“主啊，我所传的，有谁信呢？可见信道是从听到的，听到是从基督的话来。但我说人没有听见，诚然听见，他们的声音传遍天下，他们的言语传到地极。我在说以色列人不知道吗？先有摩西说，我要用那不称之名的惹动你们的愤恨。”我用那无知的名触动你们的怒气，又有以赛亚放胆说：“没有寻找我，我叫他们遇见；没有访问我，我向他们显现。”至于以色列人，他说：“我增添恩宠，招呼那悖逆的百姓。” 我们现在低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们为我们今天外